When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're too kind. You're absolutely too kind. Welcome to The Late Show, everybody. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. If you've been watching the news, you know the world continues to talk about the eccentric, power-mad, cult-like leader who has launched a surprise bid to retake what we thought he had abandoned long ago because Tom Brady has changed his mind on retirement and will return to the Buccaneers to play a 23rd season. False start to retirement. Unnecessary handsomeness. Penalty is drink a full-calorie beer. Of course, my dear friend Tom Brady's not just returning for the love of the game. He's also set to make $25 million next season, which is, coincidentally, what you'd have to pay me to go to Tampa. It's a lovely play. It's lovely. I don't know where that joke comes from.
Good people in town.
This is great news for the NFL, but bad news for the guy who bought Tom Brady's last touchdown football for over $500,000 just hours before Brady announced his comeback. So it just lost its value immediately. But that guy should have known. When it comes to balls, Brady's always been big on deflation. Tom's, what's that joke mean? What does that? Tom's return to professional. I call him Tom. Tom's return to professional men's football raises one big question for fans like myself. What, I ask you, is going to happen to 80 for Brady? Tom's recently announced football-themed road trip comedy starring Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Lily Tomlin. Tom better not pull the plug on this, otherwise Jane and Lily are going to introduce him to their pals, Grace and Frankie. I guess. Might be the only solution is to recast the movie and call it Honk If You're Gronk. Of course, the other big story continues to be Russia's war crimes in Ukraine. The Russians expected to come in and just roll over the Ukrainians in 48 to 72 hours. Easy peasy, World War III-y. But the Ukrainians have put up one heck of a fight, and now we're on day 19 of the war, and things are going niet bueno for Putin. Russia has gained only limited territory while suffering substantial losses in both personnel and equipment, and evidence is mounting that the invasion has not gone to plan. Sure, unless the plan was called Operation Make the World Hate Us, Bye-Bye Big Mac. The Russians, they were so confident of victory that, according to one report, instead of extra ammo and rations, Russian soldiers were evidently carrying dress uniforms for their victory parade in Kyiv. Kind of jumping the gun there, guys. It's like scheduling your first Tinder date at the altar. Oh, you're a Sagittarius? So am I. Do you take me in sickness and in health? Now, Russian troops are running out of supplies, and they've grown desperate. Many have resorted to breaking into supermarkets and shops and raiding homes in search of food and valuables as their own supply lines have failed. Reminder, they're just 90 miles from their home bases. That's like driving from New York to Philly and turning cannibal at Trenton. Well, kids, we left the granola bars back home, so who's first on the menu? Timmy, you look well marbled. They simply did not bring enough food, as you can see in this video posted to social media, which apparently shows an abandoned Russian field kitchen truck full of rations that are entirely onions and turnips, maybe some potatoes. In the back, more onions and turnips, jars of pickles, and shards of delicious broken glass. Of course, Russians are used to this kind of food. In fact, that's actually their most popular ice cream truck, Mr. Onion. Round and round the onion truck, a big bag old of onions. Take a bite and never smile. Oops, is potato. In his... There you go. Is potato.
Yeah.
Is potato. Sweeping the country. Got a dance and everything. In his desperation, Putin has turned to one of the few friends he has left because, according to U.S. intelligence, Russia is seeking military equipment and aid from China. Don't do it, China. What do we have to do to get you on the side of decency? We made 6 Transformer movies just for you. 2 are in 3D, I think. All of which I love, by the way, because they are from Paramount. Paramount, a mountain of things I am contractually obligated to enjoy. They're always watching. With his invasion going poorly, Putin has only one man to blame. Anyone but him. Case in point, we just learned that Russian spy chiefs have been placed under house arrest. That's right. They're stuck at home with nothing to do except watch the popular Russian reality show Love is Blindfolded and Thrown into a Van. Putin has also reportedly fired generals over his invasion losses. Of course he fired them. They allowed Ukrainians to capture their greatest weapon, truck full of onions. Some intelligence analysts believe Putin's increasingly erratic behavior could be caused by roid rage. Oh, we got a juice in Putin. Finally explains why he hit 68 home runs for the Cardinals last year. Because their war is going embarrassingly poorly, the desperate Russians are going full monstrous, and it could get worse. It may go so far as to use chemical weapons. And how do we know Russia's considering chemical weapons? National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan explains.
They're right now accusing the United States and the Ukrainians of potentially using chemical or biological weapons, which is a tell. It's a tell that they themselves may be preparing to do so and then trying to pin the blame on someone else. That's a classic page out of the Russian playbook.
And on that page, it just says, he who smelt it, dealt it. And, sure, wisdom. In Russian, it doesn't rhyme. It doesn't rhyme in Russian. The lies keep coming because Russia is now claiming the U.S.-trained birds to deliver Ukrainian bioweapons. The Kremlin has even released this footage of the secret operation. And things might have just gotten worse for the dictator because you know how the U.S. and its allies have been confiscating oligarchs' big boats? Well, right now, they're targeting a $700 million superyacht, which they believe could belong to Vladimir Putin. Authorities were tipped off when the yacht was seen riding a horse. The U.S. and its allies are also continuing to turn up the economic pressure. On Friday, President Biden announced that the U.S. will ban imports of seafood, vodka, and diamonds. That is terrible news for our nation's sugar daddies. Trina, I know your profile said you like cold martinis, shrimp towers, and sparkling tennis bracelets, but how about a Bud Light Lime, a meatball sub, and this scrunchie I found on the bus? Where are you going? You said you loved me. Brenda already left and took the kids. Yo, my yo. This is a major move because in 2021, the U.S. imported 48,867 metric tons of seafood from Russia. Holy lack of mackerel. This explains why Red Lobster has made some changes to Lobster Fest. God, need a big pot of boiling water. You need a very big pot of boiling water. In the face of monstrous brutality by Russia to break their spirit, the Ukrainian people continue to resist and maintain their humanity. Case in point, Ukraine just unveiled a new postage stamp based off the Russian warship Go Yourself incident. A stamp? They have a stamp that says that? Ukraine just went postal. Now, for my younger viewers out there, a stamp is like a little receipt that goes on a letter. A letter is like a physical email that you type with a pen, which is like a vape stick full of ink. But do not smoke ink. And I'm being told that's already a TikTok challenge. So let's take a look at this new stamp. Okay. That is graphic, and it also counts as their new national bird stamp. Of course, we'll have to blur that for the broadcast. We haven't had to blur a postage stamp since the post office issued that stamp of George Washington mooning the British. The Ukrainian Postal Service announced the stamp design after holding a public vote on social media. Ukrainians are taking the time to vote on a stamp design in the middle of a war. That is an unbelievable, unstoppable sense of civic duty. In light of tanks coming down the street, please remember that alternate side parking is suspended. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, meanwhile.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We got John tonight. It's one of those things where, like, it's always obvious. It's always a treat for the audience because we put on a good show. You know, I'm not going to toot our own horn, but
we give it all. Yeah, that's right.
But it's one of those nights where it's a real treat for me because tonight I get to hang out with Sandra Bullock on the show. No big deal.
Mega watt.
Just Sandra Bullock, that's all. No biggie.
It's no big deal.
Exactly, every day. We do that every day. We only broadcast it tonight. Folks, you know, I spend a lot of my time right over there cruising the vast Tsukiji fish market of the day's biggest stories, carefully surveying the freshest, most topical catch of the day, choosing only the highest grade ahi news tuna awabi unagi, then delicately picking through the rice grains of the headlines, gently wrapping the ingredients in the freshest hand-picked nori and carefully laying it all out to present to you the Yamanaka lacquered three-tier Jubako bento box that is my nightly monologue. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what's coming? But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I'm slapped awake by a possum on a bed of wet tires near a long-abandoned wharf, sell my last remaining adult teeth to a vagrant fishmonger for an expired salmon carcass, and grind that into a soft paste and roll it in enough stale Rice Krispies to make Snap, Crackle, and Pop take a hard look in the mirror and serve you the night scream-inducing hobo hand roll of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
There you go. There it is. That's meanwhile right there. To the rescue. Meanwhile, like the cavalry. Meanwhile. In Los Angeles, a man led police on a lengthy car chase through the city before fleeing on foot. And that's where things got very Keystone Cops.
You can see it right there, the suspect trying to get into somebody's property or still trying to hide, but doing a very, very poor job of it right there. LAPD coming to a stop. Oh, come on, guys, he's right there. The officer's running right by him. Oh, my goodness, I just feel so bad for those officers making their way back now. It's the blue car. Some of those officers must be getting that information. There you go. And now that suspect going into custody. Wow. And they haven't seen him yet. This is unbelievable. There we go. Oh, my gosh.
The LAPD now reports that after unsuccessfully searching for the suspect underneath that guy lying on the ground, he is still at large. Meanwhile, a new artificial intelligence tool can spot heart disease nearly 40 times faster than doctors. And I'm told we actually have footage of the AI in action.
How many times have I told you to go easy on the Velveeta?
This tech is impressive. Apparently, it can spot heart disease in 20 seconds. Here's how it works. First, it asks if you're an American. If you say yes, you have heart disease. Meanwhile, great news for all you art lovers. A man listed a painting he claims is cursed on eBay for just $50 because he says it ruined his life. I don't get it. What's cursed about this painting? It's just a haunting, dead-eyed baby and Chucky Ed Sheeran. According to the seller, after he purchased the painting, he experienced an epic losing streak, including discovering an insect infestation in his house, the death of his beloved hamster, and a lack of sleep. Well, here's the thing. If you're having trouble sleeping, I hear the trick is to get out of bed, go sit someplace comfortable for a moment, and burn this painting. Meanwhile, you can now buy a diamond ring made from ranch dressing. Either a diamond or a ranch dressing fan here in the audience. Here's why. You see, diamonds are just pure carbon, which is what all organic material is made from. So this diamond was created in a lab by heating Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning to 2,500 degrees, then crushing the output beneath 400 tons of pressure, taking 5 months total to create. So it sounds like anything could be a diamond. Reminds me of the classic James Bond movie, Diamonds Are Whatever. Meanwhile, we here at Meanwhile Extreme Tax Solutions and Discount Medical Waste Disposal often get so much insane news out of just one particular state that we created our Meanwhile subsegment. Guess which state this happened in? Never mind, it's Florida.
Give me back my drugs, alligator!
Meanwhile, a Florida man asked police to test his meth for authenticity. There's already a pretty reliable way to test if your meth is authentic. Did it make you call the police to come check if your meth is authentic? Then that's the good stuff. The genius connoisseur apparently told officers that he was an experienced drug user and that he knew what it should feel like and that the substance wasn't producing the desired effect. This methamphetamine lacks characteristic notes of battery acid and Fanta bottle and simply isn't producing the tooth-softening finish one is accustomed to. I mean, my goodness, I don't feel any spiders under my skin. Unsurprisingly, turns out the man's meth was real, and he was arrested. Well, looks like somebody owes his meth dealer an apology.
Up next, Sandra Bullock.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest tonight is an Academy Award-winning actress you know from The Blind Side, Ocean's 8, and Bird Box. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Sandra Bullock! Lovely to see you. You're very excited.
The Rowdy Bunch.
Very excited for there. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to be here.
Sandra Bullock. People call you Sandy.
Yes.
They call you Sandy.
People who I like.
All right. Okay. I'm not going to get out ahead of my skis and call you Sandy.
I prefer Sandy.
You do?
Yeah. It's
Sandy B.
Sandy B.
There it is. It's like calling De Niro Bobby D. It's
Bobby
very,
D. I know.
Very intimate. I feel very honored. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We haven't seen you here, Sandy B, at the Late Show since 2018. Not a lot has happened since then.
Not a lot.
How you been?
I feel like it's the lost years because I can't remember what I've been doing the last 2 years.
Kinda.
Yeah. Well, I made two movies. But other than that.
That takes a lot of time.
Other than
no
that, I can't
deal.
Remember them
no
either.
No big deal.
Yes.
This is one of the two.
I've been doing what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. Is Bullet Train the other one?
Bullet Train, I was literally in it for a second, a day or two.
Okay.
I don't do really anything too meaningful other than just being Brad's head for a little while.
Brad.
I mean, I call him...
Brad.
Yeah, I mean, you can call
Bratty.
Him Brad.
Bratty P.
Are
you guys really good friends? Are you
no,
and Brad
not
really
at good all.
No.
Not at all. I really don't know the man.
For the new film is called Lost City.
Lost City.
And it's an action adventure and a comedy. And
yes.
I mean this with the highest possible compliment I can give it. It is silly and it is stupid. And but that's
wow.
really coming
wow.
from a comedian. That's
wow.
it is so
that's the word
it is
you're
so
putting
ridiculous.
Out into the universe.
It is so silly and
silly
so
and
fun.
Stupid.
But
look,
no,
okay,
but that's
now
good.
Now you say fun, but you led with silly and stupid, and everyone's like. I'm thinking, why am I here?
That's the highest compliment I can give someone as a comedian.
Really?
Boy, that's dumb.
So...
but it's so fun.
Yeah.
And it's got good explosions, yeah. too. What more do you want?
That explosion was our first take. And then all of a sudden...
In the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, that was our first take. And no one told us how big it would be. So everything that you see, the little... Like it's,
you look very startled.
My face is so awkward and just grotesquely different.
I've gotten ahead of it. Tell the people what it's about, so we're talking about something
well,
they may not know.
Well, it's a stupid film.
It's that good? It's that good?
Stupid people, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a throwback to the way movies used to be that were funny and had big scope and a lot of love and hate and action and great actors in it.
Yes, and it's epic in its scale, too.
Stupidly epic, yes. I play an author who is a shut-in. She's experienced some loss,
mm-hmm.
and she feels she can still write her romance novels. She's really a historian, mm-hmm. but they couldn't sell her books, so she added some sex, and so it became romance novels.
Yeah.
She thinks she can write them, but obviously she can't because her first book in 5 years is a flop. Mm-hmm. They then ask her cover model to come on the press tour because nobody wants to see her.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of
a Fabio kind of individual.
Oh, yes, very
yeah.
much so. Yes.
Yeah.
So, and he's a fan favorite, and so they go on the tour, and she gets kidnapped by a billionaire who believes in her book is the answer to the treasure that he's been seeking.
And the evil billionaire is Daniel Radcliffe,
who is... beyond brilliant.
And fun to
kind
see evil.
And funny and,
fun
and
to
handsome
see evil.
And just like,
yeah.
just a mensch, a really good guy.
Yeah. And Dash, who's your cover model,
Channing Tatum. Yeah, he is full on Fabio in this.
He's more than full on Fabio, he's full on Monty because let's sell some tickets right now, Sandy B. Let's sell some
he's
tickets.
He's stupid naked in this film, stupid.
He is, no, but he is. There's a moment,
yes.
there's a moment in this film, and this has been advertised. This isn't like, I'm not giving anything
well,
away.
I'm
there's
I'm
a moment in the ad where like he's stripped to the waist and there are leeches on his back. In the movie, he drops trow completely,
full
and
on,
I think,
yes.
oh, they're handling that in a tasteful way.
Yes.
Until they don't. And and then it's a full-on, quite lovely shot
there's
of
nothing,
his butt. There's a
yes,
full-on
yes,
shot,
yes.
full crack.
Not really,
right
not
there.
Really. It's
really?
Three...
No,
no,
really.
No.
I watched
no.
your movie.
It is three.
I don't always watch my guest movies. I
no,
watched this
no, no,
one.
No, 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 no. There's a full cheek, and then there's a part, and then there's
that's
a...
That's called the crack,
no.
the part. Did you not go to medical school? They call that the crack.
But what we
the
don't...
The crackus aurelius,
I don't
they
believe,
call that.
And I could be wrong. You might need to go see the movie just to... figure this out. I don't believe we showed the full left cheek. I believe we just hinted at the rise of the left cheek.
90% of the left cheek. It's full. It's full. Like this. Like that.
Yes, yes,
yes. Absolutely. It's a long time.
It's
they show
a long
it
time.
One, they show it again. I'm telling you, it's worth, it's an e-ticket
yes,
right there.
Yes. You do,
it's the fast pass
how
right there.
How many people know what an e-ticket is?
I'm 57. Of course people know.
Yes. Yeah. Eight people went, yeah!
And there's a moment at which he turns around so you can check the
he
front.
He does. So I don't,
is that CGI?
No.
You're there.
Fully there. Full on. Face to face with the landscape that I needed
tete-a-tete, to... Tete-a-tete, as we say.
Full on tete-a-tete, yes. Mm-hmm. And I had to spend some time down there just making sure that...
No leeches.
No leeches, and I had a lot to say to it, apparently.
Yeah.
As one does. Sure. When you're down there, you might as well just get to know it.
Right. Your character, yes. character is reacting in that moment.
Yes.
As to, if...
There's a surprise.
And that perhaps he is generously endowed,
or
shall we
not.
Say. Oh. Uh-huh. It's just
the
a
character,
surprise.
The character! Not
I hadn't
Channing.
Thought about that.
Yes,
okay,
no.
so it could well, be it could swing either way.
Well, I mean...
You don't know. You don't know.
Let's just say.
Say it.
That uh-huh. I honestly didn't notice because I didn't want.
Notice.
I didn't know. I didn't want
that speaks
to.
Speaks volumes.
No. You, in all honesty, when you're down there and you have two pages of dialogue,
Got
if
it.
You're looking directly at it, you'll get nothing done. So I looked. I looked at his left thigh, just like the crease between the uh-huh. that area and
yeah.
where
this thing, that thing right
no,
there.
No, that's no,
that,
that that's higher up. I had to look down where it might be, but I just grazed it here, and I focused more on the left inner thigh.
Okay, because you're a pro.
Yeah.
Now, this is a tough transition for me to make to the next question.
Let me help you.
Ready? It's this one.
Which one? Your kids, Louie and Lila. Yeah.
Let's just skip that. Just skip yeah. that one. Yeah,
yeah.
Did they have a good time? They were on the set the whole time.
No, they were on location. We all had to quarantine together.
Oh, right.
Our
of course,
entire
you had a
crew.
Bubble.
Yeah, we had a bubble. But the beauty of it was is that we were in the Dominican Republic, and We had 650 crew members, 450 of them Dominican.
Sure.
And we said, come with us, we will house you, we'll keep you safe, but you gotta bubble with us. So
wow.
we all basically lived together. We took over these resorts that had been shut down and we said, everyone come back, we're gonna bubble. So
That's
we had
lovely.
A really safe time and good time.
Have a safe time and a good time.
Good time.
Yep.
Isn't that kind of the key these days?
We have to take a quick break. But we'll be right back with more Sandra Bullock, everybody.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with Sandra Bullock from the new movie, The Lost City. Brad Pitt.
Yes.
The Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Brady P.
Brady P.
Has a fantastic cameo in this movie. It's long for, I mean, it's not really a cameo, it's longer than
that.
It's several
committed.
Scenes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's, he's really funny in it.
He's really great,
stupid
isn't he?
Funny
He's stupid funny, yes.
Stupid funny in this. Yes. How did that come about, that Brad?
We have a mutual, like, my girlfriend, who has been doing my hair on movies forever, was doing his hair on Bullet Train, and he says, can you please call Sandy and ask her if she would be willing to do this part?
In Bullet Train.
And so I said yes, and then I called Janine back, and I said, can you please tell Bradley P. that he needs to do the part in our film?
So...
We never spoke to
What's his hairdresser's name?
Janine.
Did Janine get her beak wet? Because it sounds like she's like
a
producer here.
She doesn't do that.
No, I don't... I'm not asking her she has a substance abuse problem.
We don't do that.
I'm asking her if she got a taste of the proceeds because she's the one
she gets to work with us. What more does she want? No, I know.
I would give
you
producer credit, Jane, if you work for me. If you leave these two. Work for Stevie C over here.
Just doesn't have the same...
Doesn't?
No.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for. This is a very important question.
Yes,
Keanu Reeves recently came back with The Matrix Resurrections.
Yes.
Obviously, you guys first hit it off in
mm-hmm.
Speed.
Mm-hmm. How sweet is he? He's just the
lovely fella.
The kindest.
Really lovely. It's not PR. He
it's
seems
not.
Like a lovely
fella. He is that guy.
What about Speed 3? Would you? Like, he's up for it. He says he's up for Speed 3.
Yeah. No. I'd be happy to sit in any vehicle with Keanu for the duration of making.
What would you want to be? Have an idea as what it would be?
I think I've said it before. I think we should be really old, and like in an RV. Like we're the.
And he's back there making grilled cheese while you're doing this.
He's driving this time, okay. And I'm telling him how to drive. And we're fighting, maybe.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong. You're just fighting for 2 hours.
And the whole thing is just cars like trying to like get around us the whole time. And we're just putting along the interstate. Mm-hmm. I think that could be
stupid sexy. I mention this to you when last time you were here? I tried to get an audition for Speed 2.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because I was unemployed. And I heard they were casting Speed 2, and I happened to be in Los Angeles at the time, and I called my agent. I said, hey, I want an audition. See if you can get me an audition for Speed 2.
Did you read the script?
No. What's to read? There's a boat, and it's fast, and it's going to blow up. And so I said, see if you can get me an audition for Speed 2. And he said, I'll get back to you. And then he got back to me and said, absolutely not.
Are you being serious?
I'm serious. I tried to get an audition for that. So.
Well, aren't you glad you weren't in it?
I don't know. I had a baby. No job.
That's true.
I would have been happy to.
I would have hired you.
Would you have?
Yeah, but you would have had to do my hair.
I would love it. I would love it. Speed 3, think about me.
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking. Oh, with you. With me and Keanu.
No, it's Keanu and Keanu, and I do something.
And then you're like in the back.
I'm like the cop who pulls over the RV.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Okay, a motorcycle cop pulls
over
the RV.
Oh, motorcycle cop.
You gotta drive a little bit faster or else we're gonna blow it up.
Okay,
That's the plot. You have to drive over 50 miles an hour.
I see.
Or we blow up your RV.
Okay.
Are you in?
I'm so in.
Are you in? Is that a TV in or is that a Hollywood in?
Yes. So I don't know.
What? I don't know.
Will you move on?
No, you don't get to see. This part's not on the card, I promise you. Over there going, we're definitely cutting his audition tape. Like there. We have to take a break, but when we come back, Sandra Bullock has brought an exclusive clip from the movie you won't see anywhere else. Stick around.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm very excited about what's about to happen because most guests bring a clip of their movie. And you've gone the extra mile to tell them, the people, what you've brought.
Well, you know, you do these press tours and you have all these clips. And I feel like after a while, you're going to see the same clips over and over again that I don't feel really exemplify the energy that was on set. We were just so happy to be in another's presence, you know, that we just got no work done. Mm-hmm. So this was sort of, we had a blooper reel that we showed the crew because we just wasted so much film. And so I just brought a chunk of our blooper reel.
This is an exclusive. This is an exclusive.
Yes.
No one else is getting this.
Oh, do we say that? Is that?
This is an exclusive. That's what we say in the biz.
In the biz,
that we call the industry.
Yes.
Jim?
Whoa. That was acting.
That was good acting.
Yeah, fine. Her too. Please, manscape.
Don't want to manscape you. I didn't bring my clippers.
Hey, what's up? I took over your socials.
Waiting for you.
Took over your socials, and so I've been tweeting for you, and today.
It's based on the name of an ancient tribe.
Can't remember the name.
Dabe Kagano Dysphemika.
Ipecagano Sifanifa? Difanifa to just D for dash.
The
the large Saint, but then just a bit of whiskey that I just dropped.
What is it? Just say it.
You know, I think, you know, have you seen The Matrix? There is room for leeches, there is available terrain, but they have not explored this beige runway. I'll do that again.
That is stupid.
Beige runway. That's good.
Well.
Is this the awkward silence that we're gonna have to ask?
I had a great
leave.
Time tonight. I'd really love to see you again, Sandy. But we've got to go, unfortunately.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so.
So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.